Supporters of a quarter-cent sales tax for the arts say it would bring arts programs into low-income communities. One way to do that would be making some of the city's museums free. But there's been little public discussion about using the tax money to waive admission, and tax supporters aren't sure who would make that decision. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The Mitt Museum's new president has a goal: make the museum as accessible as possible.
One way to do that is obviously to be, you know, to be free, to not have an admission charge.
President Todd Herman says he hopes a proposed quarter-cent sales tax for the arts could let the Mint become free, waiving the $15 ticket. Today, the Mint has one night on Wednesday when it doesn't charge.
It tends to skew younger and families. The Lewis Family Gallery is very popular on Wednesday nights because there are all kinds of engaging activities for parents and their kids.
Herman says having no admission charge would let more low-income residents visit the museum. But there's been little talk and no concrete plans about using that tax money to let museums be free. Instead, the Arts and Science Council has said the new money would increase arts education programs in low-income communities. And the organization has said the money would prevent a, quote, crisis due to a decline in workplace giving to the ASC. The people supporting the tax, the ASC and Mecklenburg commissioners, have different views on who's in charge. The ASC says it would be the county's decision. The county says it would be the ASC's job.
Ultimately, the county is going to decide how this money gets spent.
That's Felicia McDowell, chair of the ASC.
Based on the conversations that I've been in with the county, I have every reason to believe that there are going to be a significant number of additional free days. Whether or not that could have been cleared up earlier or what have you, these are complicated issues because there are lots of different things that the county has to weigh and consider. I think they're doing a great job.
But don't count on Mecklenburg commissioners making that decision, says Commissioner Mark Jurel, who supports the tax. Within a month, he expects County Manager Dina DiOrio to recommend a new organization that would replace or modify the ASC. That organization would decide how to spend the money, he says.
The board will vote on the governance model, and depending on what that governance model looks like will be the determinant upon who's going to ultimately make that call.
Commissioner Trevor Fuller, who supports the arts tax, also says he's not sure who would be in charge.
What is the mechanism for that? It won't be county commissioners taking votes. I don't think it'll be county commissioners taking votes on which entity to give how much to. I don't think the county itself should be involved in that.
Mecklenburg commissioners voted to place a quarter-cent sales tax on the November ballot, and almost half of the $50 million raised would go to the arts. The rest would go to education and parks and greenways. Herman says the Mint Museum would need $500,000 a year to make its general collection free all the time. Discovery Place, for instance, generates about $5.7 million from admission charges, but that also includes summer camps. Discovery Place has a welcome program that lets people who receive EBT or WIC benefits to visit Discovery Place for $1 a day. Jurel says he's focused on what he calls the bigs, the city's major museums.
My focus is deploying resources into our areas that are most critical. And so I'm looking at how do we have sustained programming specific communities that are underserved right now.
As the campaign begins, there's been some tension in the arts community over the ASC's early messaging on selling the tax to commissioners and the public. Tom Gabbard, president of the Blumenthal, told County Manager Dina DiOrio in an email that the city's arts community is not in a crisis, as the ASC has said. He also said the ASC should, quote, stop talking about the decline of workplace giving immediately. They make us sound like entitled trust fund kids whining about daddy's annual allowance going down. The vote on the quarter-cent sales tax will be November 5th in less than 3 months. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.